because in order to be a designated bathing beach, the local authority responsible for the beaches had to request that status.
And which is the authority here?
This beach is kind of split, so a tiny bit of it is Port St Mary, and then the rest of it is Rushden and Arbury.
But wouldn't these people want a designated beach?
Well, you'd think so, and I'm not sure why local authorities haven't stepped up a bit more to say, please, can you come and assess our beaches, because the work is not then done by them, it's done by the DEFRA officers who come down, step up the frequency of testing and help produce a map of the beach with all the information on about where water flows come in and what the hazards might be, so that people can choose.
Water flows, we've got a couple at this end, Brewery Beach, and over by the Shore Hotel, another one.
Yeah.
Would that would have to be stopped, would it, or what?
No,
what would
you do it doesn't have to be stopped at all. It just has to be recognised that that's a source of possible pollution. So at times of heavy rainfall, or if there's been lots of farm animals around, that you might see a change in the water quality because of those falls onto the beach.
Just tell you to, you needed loos and lifeguards and helicopter hovering overhead and that sort of thing.
No. The designated bathing beach is purely about saying to people, this is the beach, this is the environment you're in, these are the things to look out for, and this is the assessment of the water quality. So you can look instantly and say, good water quality, which is what it is down here. It's really good quality down here. Absolutely safe to be on the beach and to be in the water.
And once you got designated, then the Tourism Authority could start advertising it.
We could list out all of our designated bathing
beaches.
Any
beaches that are designated?
Well, we have Chapel Beach in Port St Mary is, Port Erin is,
but
Douglas is.
But if you look on a map,
Ramsey
down
South
Ireland,
is.
They've got lots of these designations or lots of blue flags.
They
haven't got any.
Blue flags is a step beyond because it's about the infrastructure that goes with the beaches as
but
well.
But Ireland, have they gone that far?
I don't know. I haven't been to the Irish beaches, but if I can swing a trip on DEFRA to go and have a look at them, I will.
Are you starting a bit of a campaign to get the authorities to start looking at designating beaches?
Yes, and I think because I was on a local authority when it first came through, it wasn't very clear about what local authorities did or what their role was going to be going forward. Now we're quite clear about that, and I think I would really urge local authorities to step up and nominate their beaches.
Because we're looking for 500,000 tourists.
Yep.
Anything we can do to help that.
And this is a lovely beach to put them on. Look at the scope of this beach.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So we need to do it, you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's a way of saying that these beaches, we keep an eye on them. We know that litter levels are low, we know that there's no problems with the water quality.